Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions, your host Jorge Gonzalez. My guest today is Juarezca Rivera. Juarezca is the owner and the CEO of Danosa, and is also the president of Manufacturers Association, Puerto Rico Manufacturers Association. Juarezca, good day.
Good day. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. I got to have you with me. It's taken me a few weeks, maybe
a
month.
I got a hold of you,
but Juarezca is
slightly busy.
Very, very busy person and has a lot of things on her plate. And I really appreciate your taking some time to be with me today.
I appreciate your interest in our story.
Juarezca, I like to kind of start in different ways, instead of the beginning always or at the end always. A question I haven't asked too many people, but in your case, as a businesswoman who has received accolades from the Caribbean business and other sectors and a civic leader, and you look back at your life, who has been the person or who have been the persons that have been most influential in your life and in your success? Who would you say are the critical people?
Well, I have a lot of mentors. I have a lot of mentors, and I have had a lot of mentors in my career. But there's, I would say, my father. My father is the one that set the basis for what I think I am today. He was very spiritual, very strong in character, very sure of what he wanted. He established his objectives, and he would always go towards it. And he always brought us up that way. And I think that has been very, very determinant in how I have been acting in the course of my whole life.
What was his education and his profession and business?
Well, my father was in the military, active military. He was in the Air Force, and he was in the Air Force for 20-something years. He wanted to be an engineer. He was not able to be an engineer. And he always thought that education was the basis of everything. So he made sure that we were well educated continuously. And he was a businessman of his own, a natural businessman. And
what business was he in?
He, at one point, he had restaurants in addition to his Air Force career.
Right.
He had a rental business.
Real estate,
okay. Which we still have.
Okay.
And my mother manages it.
Okay.
So he left us bases. He wasn't business oriented.
And in the Air Force, did you have to like a lot of children traveling a lot
well,
from different bases?
You know, we traveled while we were small. And I came back when I was in second grade. My sisters were in first, and the other one wasn't even in school. And we never left Puerto Rico again.
Okay.
Because my father only had two assignments. One assignment was in Thailand during the Vietnam War, and one assignment was in Canada, and we were not able to go.
Okay.
There were isolated tours, and we were not able to go. And all the rest of the time, he would come back to Puerto Rico because my father started at Ramey. And Ramey, there were, believe it or not, but at that moment, there were not maps of everything that was going on, and all changes were made as needed. And the person who mostly knew about the communications in the base or on the base was my father.
Okay.
To a point that
he
my
was
father,
indispensable.
He was the map.
Right.
And at a point that my father, when
you say the map, you mean the map of the Ramey Air Force Base?
The Air Force Base and where all the cables and
everything was underground.
The infrastructure was underground.
Yeah, yeah.
So he knew where everything was about. And when Ramey was sold to Puerto Rico or given or taken over, Puerto Rico government took it over.
Right.
My father was undecided if he was going to retire or not. And they said they gave him an offer he couldn't refuse at all, because they said if you stay, we will consider all your years. He already had time to retire from the Air Force, and you can retire from the Puerto Rico government also.
Okay. So.
And he said okay, and he could just stay, live his life just like he was doing the same thing he was, but now under the Puerto Rico government. And he was probably one of the only ones that had telephone in the car. They had to know where he was at all the time, and it was very interesting.
Did he get frustrated with the with Ramey and how it kind of decayed? Or I'm giving you a very personal point of view, but
such
a beautiful place to see it kind of not given.
Well, I have to tell you that we all feel that way. My father passed away 25 years ago.
How old was he?
He was 50 young. Years old.
Young, even.
He died in a car accident.
Wow, 50 years old.
50 years old. And every time I go by Ramey, because we still have all our properties and everything there, and every time I go by Ramey, it's like, oh my God, it's all my dreams when I was a little girl, and I start looking around. I said, oh, I used to go to school there. I would go skating there. I would, and it's that we lived our life there.
It's so different. And I went recently. I hadn't gone in a long time, and the golf course is still challenging and beautiful, but you know, it needs a little care.
It needs a lot of I think it needs a lot of tender, loving care. The whole base. I still say it's the base, but the whole complex needs a lot of loving care. Yeah. But you know, there was something that would look very nice, and it's the where the hospital used to be. Now it's a hotel. It's a Marriott Courtyard.
Okay.
And I was able to stay there about two months ago. And it was funny because that's the hospital where I used to go.
Okay.
When I was a kid.
Okay.
And now I was staying there as in the hotel. And you would look at one side and say, oh, this is where this part of the hospital used to be. And it was the hospital.
Wow.
And the room.
Is the hotel near the beach?
No, it's not near the beach.
But they have beautiful beaches.
They used to, now they have a club, which was the officers' club, previous officers' club, which has a spectacular view. I looked at it and I said, oh my God, somebody has to make a big restaurant here. This is spectacular.
Yeah, they could make that golf club. They could make it into something, you know, world class, and
they can make the whole public area in a world class.
Well, they made it into an export zone, and hopefully, that will have something to incentivate the new investment.
You know, it's curious because on base, close to the golf course, there is a road that takes you directly to the beach, but right at the edge of Puerto Rico. And there is, it was an old building, and all that it has is just rest of pieces of the building. And it always reminds me of Greece.
Okay.
Always reminds me of Greece. And
Greece is one of your favorite places.
Well, not necessarily. No. I liked it a lot. Really enjoyed it when I went to Greece. But they took us to travel 2 hours to see a beautiful sunset. And they said that was the most beautiful sunset in Europe, and they drove us there 2 hours.
2 hours.
And we were there.
That's like San Juan to Guadilla.
right. And we were there. We sat for about almost an hour before sunset. So that makes it three, and we still haven't seen the sunset. And we saw the sunset, believe it or not, Jorge. Dorado, Aguadilla, Quebradillas. It's 25,000 times more beautiful.
It's just
marvelous. When you don't have it, then you notice how important the marketing of a place is.
Right.
It's just marketing.
That's right.
And we have so many places here that we can market globally, and that we don't do. And I think Aguadilla is one of the most beautiful.
That whole western side of Rincon,
Puerto Rico.
And
Aguadilla,
the sunsets are in color.
You're going down the road and you see Quebradilla. I think that's a spectacular view.
What have I
been doing?
Well, let's take a break. I think, you know, the initiation, your I've had that question kind of in my mind, and what makes persons who have been really critical and influential, and that's an interesting way to start, and we'll then go in terms of how then you start the business Danosa. So let's take a break and I'll be right back. I'm with Waleska Rivera, the owner and CEO of Danosa, and the president of the Puerto Rico Manufacturers Association.